This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. In southern Jefferson County, all mandatory evacuation orders for the Corey Fire are now lifted. The sheriff's office there says residents who were under pre-evacuation notices no longer need to be on high alert. The fire has covered over 500 acres and was less than half contained, according to the latest update. Residents with access cards can return home, but general access will not open until Thursday. Access credentials are being issued at the evacuation center at Dakota Ridge High School. The state is adding three new canine members to its fire investigations unit. The dogs are trained to identify liquid accelerants and to find human remains. The dogs and their human handler are the latest additions to the state's recently funded fire investigations team. The state has a new tool to try to preserve affordable housing. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on a new state law to make it easier for cities to buy apartment buildings with the goal of keeping them affordable.
The law applies to privately owned buildings constructed or renovated using government affordable housing funding. When the income restrictions on those buildings expire, their rents can end up shifting to market rate rapidly. A new state law gives local governments a better chance of buying those buildings when they come on the market in order to keep them as affordable housing. The policy is a watered-down version of one Governor Jared Polis vetoed last year, which would have given local governments right of first refusal for more apartment buildings. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And a judge has ruled that the owners of the Penrose Funeral Home, where decaying bodies were allegedly stored, must pay $950 million to the victims' families. The attorney in the civil case says the judgment is unlikely to be paid out. The owners of the funeral home did not acknowledge the lawsuit or appear in court. They're also facing criminal charges. This is CPR News and KRCC.